Andy NGO, Left, Mainstream Media, Normalizing Antifa Violence. By Alam Bokhari on March 3, 2020. Journalist Andy NGO spoke to Breitbart News at CPAC 2020. In an interview that covered his experience covering the violent far-left Antifa movement, which has seen NGO hospitalized with brain injuries caused by members of the thuggish political gang. In some ways it kind of reminds me of Germany in the interwar years, NGO said, discussing the rise of political violence on the left. It's disturbing and scary to see so many otherwise normal and decent people believing that the response to Donald Trump or his supporters or the administration is to be violent. I think my peers and people in our age group. We've been born in peace, born in freedom, and that's all you know. You take it for granted, you don't realize how long it takes to build up civil society, civilization, and how quickly that can be destroyed and torn apart. I'm concerned about what they're doing, because it's not just about delegitimizing the current president. It's about delegitimizing the existence of the United States and all its institutions that make it up, the rule of law, democracy. NGO also attacked mainstream journalists and left-wing activists for supporting violence against Trump supporters and conservative journalists. One of the really shocking responses I was seeing from journalists who contribute to Like, The Washington Post, and people who write for Vox and Vice and Slate, coming out and expressing views that sort of took glee in what happened to me, or trying to explain that I somehow deserved what happened to me because my presence is a provocation. And even left-wing so-called human rights activists, the communications director for the Human Rights Campaign, America's largest LGBT lobbying group, came out and called me a weasel. A gay man who's beaten during Pride Month. This points to this whole Trump derangement syndrome. 2016, and people being unable to accept that, and having their moral compass completely lost to the point where they don't just secretly welcome violence against their ideological opponents but are now vocalizing it, and unfortunately, usually, facing no consequences, no social consequences, for something that I think should go completely against the norms of society. Are you an insider at Google, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.